You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880. The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Wake Up. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Earlier this year, USA Today newspaper published a devastating critique of the state of religion in the United States. According to the USA Today magazine, the bulk of the United States population now embraces religion that demands very little. Most people are not committed to a single religion, and many worship only occasionally. Furthermore, USA Today claims that when it comes to selecting a religion, most people act like they are going to a cafeteria. They take a little from here and a little from there, and they keep what they like and they avoid what they dislike. Most folks nowadays don't really care whether or not their religion squares with the Bible. In a New York Times article commenting on the funeral of John F. Kennedy Jr., Peter Steinfels writes, "Despite the data, no one really knows what people have in mind when they talk about an afterlife, such as heaven or hell. For most people today, everything in religion is very, very vague. For this reason, as we begin this Advent season and as we worldwide focus on the second coming of Jesus Christ, it is important, yes, it is absolutely crucial, that we hear what God says in His Word about heaven and hell and the final day of judgment. As we come to the close of the millennium, by their own admission, there are millions now living with false security regarding eternity. And this is very much like the thousands of people every day who experience fire or accident or hurricane, and who thought they were insured, only to find out to their shock that they were not. On the basis of the Bible, one can say with absolute certainty that when the final day of judgment arrives, there will be untold millions who will arrive at the judgment throne of God without protection, or without spiritual insurance, as we might say, from the curse of their sins. At that time, according to the Bible, Matthew chapter 26, this teeming and tragic crowd will hear the voice of God saying, 'Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels.' This striking truth in the Bible raises the ultimate question, are you going to be in that group that thinks you are spiritually insured and that you are going to heaven, but you will then find that the door is shut? Oh, what a tragedy. Yes, what a tragedy. You see, this does not have to be. My friend, make sure that you don't find yourself thinking you had spiritual insurance, but then learn too late that to your horror, you didn't have it. Through His saving word of the cross, through His living word and spirit, God is asking you, yes, He is urging you, in sincere repentance to confess your sins and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. God then also adds the promise that if you heed His gracious call to repent and His wonderful invitation to trust totally in the sin-cleansing power of Jesus' blood, then you will surely hear God say to you on the final day, 'Come, come, you who are blessed by My Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth.' Now, if the Bible speaks of each of us as being judged, the question then becomes, on what basis will we be judged? What will be the measuring stick? What will be the gauge? What will be the plumb line that God will use? How will God determine whether you are righteous enough to be accepted by Him? Will God judge you by whether or not you have smoked cigarettes? Will God judge you on how many cans or bottles of beer you have or have not consumed? Will you be judged by whether you have earned a high school diploma or a college degree? Will it make any difference to God when you appear before His throne of judgment as to whether you have been a farmer, a doctor, a lawyer, a member of a union, or a computer software engineer? Now, of course, some of us may be hoping that because we have never stolen anything from our neighbor, this will make us righteous and acceptable to God. Others of us may be hoping, yes, we may be hoping, that since we have no record at the local police station, we will then also have no negative record in the archives of heaven. Others of us may openly admit that while our lives may not be all that perfect, they are certainly a lot better, much better than what you see on television or what you read about in newspapers nowadays. And still others of us may be hoping that our religious activities will provide that minimum amount of self-righteousness that will enable us to stand before God and thus be acceptable in His kingdom. According to the Bible, however, each of these hopes, yes, every one of these hopes of self-righteousness on the day of judgment will be destroyed, like a large plate glass window is shattered when struck by a huge rock. In His holy word, God tells us that our nature is so corrupt, our ideas are daily so self-centered, that our lives are hourly and constantly so self-serving that even our best of intentions are like filthy rags. Oh, my friend, make no mistake. According to the Bible, when you and I stand naked of any merit before the judgment throne of God, our only hope is that we will be covered, yes, covered by the cloak of Christ's perfect righteousness. This is the perfect righteousness that Jesus earned for each one of us through His sinless life and by His innocent death and through His victorious resurrection on Easter morning. This is the only pure and acceptable righteousness when draped over our sinful and naked self that will qualify us to stand before God on the final day and to be told by Him, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom." Oh, indeed, my friend, the world may extol and promote self-righteousness, but in God's presence, self-righteousness stinks. It is absolutely abhorrent. And it is also for this very same reason that the Apostle Paul, after discarding all hopes of self-righteousness based upon his own life of zealous religious activities, that this greatest of all missionaries then confessed, and I quote, "Whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ." More than that, St. Paul says, "I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, that I may gain Christ and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but a righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith." And so then, no matter who you are, and no matter where you may be at this very moment, you can know with 100% certainty that when God, in His mercy, drapes over your shoulders the blood-stained cloak of Jesus' perfect righteousness, then this blessed gift, this blessed covering of your Savior, will enable you to stand before God's throne not with fear, but with great joy in your heart, knowing that you will hear your Heavenly Father's beautiful voice inviting you to spend eternity with Him. This paradise, the Bible says, is a place where God will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. For the former things, the Bible says, will have passed away. Oh, my friend, turn away. Yes, turn away today from the devil's temptation to trust in your own self-righteousness. Instead, sing with the hymn writer who wrote, "The gospel shows the Father's grace, who sent His Son to save our race. Proclaim how Jesus lived and died, that man might thus be justified. It brings the Savior's righteousness, our souls to robe in royal dress. From all our guilt it brings release, and gives the troubled conscience peace. Through His gift of repentance and faith, God promises to forgive all your sins, my friend, and to graciously cover you completely with His Son's perfect righteousness. The next time you are troubled by a guilty conscience, or the next time you remember harsh words you have said to a relative or a friend, and the next time you are tempted by the devil to make amends for your shortcomings by acts of self-righteousness, then turn to the devil and say, "Get away from me. I am covered by the sin-cleansing robe of Jesus' perfect righteousness." And the next time you see on television or in a newspaper that people are getting on board with a new religion, don't fall for the devil's latest deception of earning a saving righteousness outside of Jesus Christ. But instead, let God's living word focus your eyes of faith squarely on the crucifixion cross. For it was on that cross that Jesus paid for all of your sins, and it was on that cross that Jesus earned the perfect righteousness which now guarantees you endless peace in this life and enables you to look forward with great joy to that day of judgment, at which time God, as He sees Christ's cloak of perfect righteousness draped over you by Jesus, He will then invite you to enter paradise and to be with Him forever and forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.